The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nun Dalet. The Gemara over here on the Afadah Alamed Beis has a discussion if all the tumas that are discussed in the Mishnah, that if a nozer comes into contact with, he will become tamei. So the Mishnah says that when the nozer becomes tameh, he soisers naziris, and he's in order to start a new naziris, he has to wait 7 days for him to become tahar. When he waits to become tahar, he's mazeh shlish yushvi, because the halacha is that anyone who becomes tameh, tumas meis, he's not automatically tameh after 7 days. He needs a hazah of mechatos. You have to take the special water of mechatos and do the hazah on top of his head on the third day, on the seventh day from when he became tamei, and then afterwards he will become tar. So the Gemara over here says that not all the tumas that are mentioned in the Mishnah are these types of tumas that require hazah shlishi u'shvi. Why? Because the Mishnah says we'll prove it. The Gemara says we'll prove it. Halchanami mistaver. We'll prove it to you. Midiktonu v'keilu manoigim emes. The Mishnah discusses a case where I have kelim that touch the mace, and the nozer touched these kelim. And because the nozer touched these kelim, now the nozer is tamei, and he has to wait 7 days in order to restart his naziris. So zok the Mishnah, what happened over here? The mace, we know, is an avi avoy satoma. The kelim that touch a mace, so they go down one level, the kelim that touch a mace are an av hatoma. The halacha is that avatoma is mitamei a person. So the nozer who touches the kli, those kelim that touch the mace, the nozer is a rishon. Right. So the halacha is that now the nozer is a rishon, he's going to be tamei. Frekti Gemara, how could you tell me that this nozer needs hazor shlishi shvi? It's not true. The halacha that a tamei mace requires shlishi shvi, the halacha has to wait for 7 days, is only true when a person becomes an avatum. If he touches the mace directly, he will become an avatumah. And once he becomes an avatumah, so he has to wait 7 days, and he needs hazor shlishi shvi. However, the case of the Mishnah, the nozer didn't touch the mace. The nozer only touched the kelim that touched the mace. So the nozer is only a rishon. If the nozer is only a rishon, the halacha is he does not require hazor shlishi yushvi. So from the fact that the Mishnah discusses these kelim, the case of the Mishnah is kelim shenogla mace that the nozer touched, we see that even though the Mishnah said that this nozer is mazer shlishi yushvi, but the case of umazer shlishi yushvi is not going on all the cases of the Mishnah. And just like it's not going on this case of Kalim, it won't go on the case that the Gemara is discussing in the case of Eretz Am. Tosis over here brings a kash for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam asked, why is it so simple to the Gemara that this case of Kalim Shenogu Memeis is talking about this type of Kli, these Kalim that will only make the Nozer into a Rishon? Says Rabbeinu Tam, I can give you a very fine case of Kalim that touch the mace, and the nozer will touch these kelim, and now the nozer will require hazor shlishi u'shvi. What's the case? The case is cherev harei u'kechol. The Gemara earlier described that the halacha is that if you have a kli that touch the mace, this we say cherev harei u'kechol. The kli, the cherev, the sword, is just like the mace itself, and the kli gets the status of it's just as tame as the mace itself. Now that it's just as tame as the mace itself, if the nozer would touch this kli, he won't be a rishon, he'll be an av. He'll go down one level from the kli itself, and he will be considered an avatumah. And now that he will be considered an avatumah, he will require the hazah al shlishi u'shvi. So why did the Gemara say, the Gemara assumed for a davar pasht, that the kelim that the Mishnah was discussing don't make cherev u'kecholol? There's no halacha of cherev u'kecholol. Why can't the Mishnah say we're talking about these kelim? The kelim the Gemara says is that there's a halacha of cherev u'kecholol. Rabbeinu Tam answers that if the Mishnah would be discussing the halacha of cherev u'kecholol, these types of kelim that are considered just like the mace, then when the nozer touches it, it's just as if the nozer touched the mace. And if the nozer would actually touch the mace, just like the halacha would be, he would be galeach, he would be soiser, all his naziris, he wouldn't say he would just wait these 7 days. So then, so too, he would say the halacha would be the same when the nozer would touch a cherev harei u'kechol. So it must be, says Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mishnah is not discussing these cases. Now Rabbeinu Tam understands that this halacha of Chereu Kechol, that kelim that touch a mace do not become aviyah vos. Sometimes they do become aviyah vos, and sometimes they don't become aviyah vos. But the Rabbeinu Tam is saying the Mishnah is talking about kelim that do not become aviyah vos, but there's no halacha of Chereu Kechol, whereas the halacha of Chereu Kechol is discussing other types of kelim. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's two different categories of kelim. Some kelim I will say chereu kechol, that they will become an aviyah vos atumah, and some kelim that touch a mace will not become aviyah vos. What's the difference? Rabbeinu Tam says the halacha of chereu kechol is only said by kelim that are metal. Why? Because the drasha of chereu kechol, that's the drasha, the pasuk says b'chalal cheref, which literally means the chalal cheref, which means a dead body that was killed by the sword. And we dash in from there that the sword, the cheret, areu kechol. So just like the mace itself is an aviyah vos, so the sword is also an aviyah vos. So if that's the case, the sword is only a kli that's made out of metal. Swords are made out of metal. So we only see from this pasuk that metal kelim, kli makris, metal kelim have this halach of cheret, areu kechol. However, Rabbeinu Tam says, other kelim, all other types of kelim do not have this rule of cheret hareu kechol, and therefore the Gemara over here is explaining our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking about other kelim. The Tais over here brings that there is the shittas that Rishonim that disagree with this. First of all, Tais brings a very interesting hasaga, interesting question that Tais says even when Rabbeinu Tam paskit that the halacha is that a nozer's nigalech on cher reu kechol. So shalach le Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen sent a letter to Rabbeinu Tam, and he said, "Yes, Rabbeinu Tam, according to what you just said, I have a very big problem." Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, he says, "I'm a kohen. The halacha is that a kohen is not allowed to be mitame lemeis. What's the halacha? Is a kohen allowed to be mitame to a kli that touched the mace, a kli that has this rule of cherev areu kechol? Now, a kli that doesn't have the rule of cherev areu kechol is not like a mace. It's already one step down from a mace. So if it's not like a mace, so there would be no issue. If not for the chiddush of cherev areu kechol, everyone will agree that there is no iser for a kohen to come into contact with such a kli. There is absolutely no problem. Rabbi Nuchaim Kohen's problem was that how could you tell me that a nazir, Chaim Kohen is going to remain in time, who said that a nazir will be megalech. On cherev reu kecholol, that means every time I have a metal kli, it is just like, it's considered like a mace. So much so that if a nazir touches it, it's as if the nazir touched the mace. Says that if that's the case, then I as a kohen also will have this problem. Because if you mamish consider it like a mace, then for a kohen you also consider it like a mace. And he brings, this is a tesefta that compares the two, that any time a nozer is megalech, the halacha is that a kohen is muzer, a kohen is not allowed to become tamei. So therefore, Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen is, so what's going on over here? Everybody knows that in everyone's house, there are certain utensils that are made out of metal. Person has silverware, person has other things, different kelim, different pots and pans that are made out of metal. So as soon as a person or someone dies in this house, all the kelim immediately become tamei, because they're in the same, underneath the same roof as a mace, underneath the same oil. And all those clean matkes, all those metal kelim are mikabel tumah, and they become a chereu kechol, they become like aviyah v'yisat tumah. So it says, Reb Chaim Kohen, what am I going to do? I can't go into anybody's house because we're afraid maybe at some point in time, somebody once, in the times of the Rishonim, they didn't take people to the hospitals. People didn't only die in hospitals. And sometimes people don't die in hospitals. Sometimes people die at home. As soon as you have a dead person inside this house, all the kelim that are made out of metal will become tamei, and they're still in my house. I didn't go take them to be toivel b'zman hazeh. We can't be mitar from these kelim because we do not have mechatas. So therefore, a kohen will never be allowed to walk into anybody's house if at one point in time, at one point in history, there was a kli that became tameh from a mace in this house. It's a very, very big problem. So there are two possible ways to get out of this problem. Tosfos says that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen is making a mistake. Tosfos says that we can differentiate between the iser of a kohen to be mitameh in the halacha that he knows is Nigalech. Even though the Mashmos of Taisefta and the Mesechah Smachis is that there is a connection, but Taisus explains it differently. So therefore, Taisus says that even though the halacha is that a nozer will be Megalech on Cherev Areyu Kechol, on these metal kalim, nevertheless, a Kohen does not have any Isser to come into contact with a Cherev Areyu Kechol. The halacha is a Kli Matchis, a Kohen is not Muzer. Since the Kohen is not Muzer, we don't have to be worried about any of these problems, and therefore, the Rav Chaim Kohen is out here. Maybe you should be careful not to touch. He doesn't have to be careful not to touch metal kalim, because even if he goes and touches the metal kalim, but right now the mace is not in the oil. So the mace is not in the oil, there is absolutely no problem, and a kohen will be allowed to go into such an oil. Another possible answer we can say is based on the Rambam. Now the Rambam says that even though it's true that there is a halacha of Cherev Areyu Kechol, that anything that comes into contact with the mace becomes Aviyah B'Yisatumah, still the Rambam says that these kalim that have the status of Cherev Areyu Kechol are not completely like a mace. The halacha is that a mace itself is metame one of three ways. A mace is metame either by Ayidei Mago, by touching it, or Masa, or carrying the mace, or oil, being underneath the same roof. However, the Cherev Areyu Kechol, these kalim that touched, that came into contact with the mace, that became tummy from a mace, even if they came tummy through maser, or they came tummy through oil, the halacha is that they can only make somebody else tummy if you touches them. They do not have a complete status, mamish like a mace. They only have a status like a mace when it comes to mago. So if we go back to Reb Chaim Kohen's question, Rabbeinu Tam, even if we suppose that a kohen is not allowed to become tummy to anything that came into contact with the mace, all these kalim that we say on them, they have this rule of Cherev Areyu Kechol, still Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen was making an assumption. Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen was saying that I can't go into any house that has any of these kalim. Now why can't I go into the house with these kalim? Because I will be underneath the same roof as a Cherev Areyu Kechol. What's the problem? The problem is because Reb Chaim Kohen, Tosis himself, Taka holds this way. Not like the Rambam. Tosis holds that if you, as someone, is underneath the same oil as a Cherev Areyu Kechol, as a Kli that touched the mace, he will also become Tameh. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that only if he touches it will become Tameh. So according to the Rambam, Reb Chaim Kohen and all Kohenim are safe so long as they don't actually touch the metal kalim. If they would touch the kalim, then they would become tummy. But if so long as they don't touch the kalim, the fact that they're underneath the same roof as the kli is not necessarily a problem. And that is the two paths. These are the two possible ways to get out of the cash. Now, besides for this, there is another shita that Tosis brings down over here. And that is the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Misson Point, which is also the shita of the Rambam and many other Rishonim that disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. These shittas hold that the halacha of Cherev Areyu Kechol is not only true by Kli Matchis. The halacha of Cherev Areyu Kechol is true by all kalim. And these Rishonim say, discussed in the Rash, in the beginning of the Sechus Olis, also quotes the Rimas and Point, and they explain the halacha of Cherev Areyu Kechol is not only by Kli Matchis. The halacha of Cherev Areyu Kechol is by all kalim that come into contact with a mace will get the status of Navi Yisak Tumah. The question is, what do we do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says clearly that there are some type of kalim that are not Cherev Areyu Kechol. That was Tosis' question. Tosis is, why did the Gemara say that we're talking about Cherev Areyu Kechol? If we're talking about these types of kalim that are Cherev Areyu Kechol, so then the Mishnah would make sense. You could say Mazar Shlishi Shvi is going even on these kalim. So Tosis answered that the Mishnah is not talking about metal kalim. The Mishnah is talking about other kalim, but that's only based on the assumption that there's a difference between metal kalim and other kalim. But according to the Rav Yitzchak Misson Point and the Rambam and all these Rishonim who hold that there is no difference, and the halacha will be we will always say Cherev Areyu Kechol. So how are we going to answer our Gemara? How could the Gemara come up with kalim that do not? How we ever have a case of kalim that don't have hazor shlishi shvi? How could you have such a thing? The halacha is they should always become an aviyah v'yisatum. So Tosis answers that even though the Gemara brought the proof that mazor shlishi shvi is lav dafka, the proof was from kalim. Tosis says the Gemara didn't really mean kalim. The Gemara meant other cases in the Mishnah. The Gemara meant the case of metzayir meisvaray. The Mishnah discussed the case of Mitzayra, and that's clear that a Mitzayra does not require a Hazor Shlishi Shvi. The halacha of Hazor of Mechatos is only true by Tami Meis. It's not true by Mitzayra at all. So the Gemara's real proof, according to Taisus, in explaining the Remus and Fight, the real proof of the Gemara was not from the Kehem. The real proof of the Gemara was from the Mitzayra. And in reality, there is no situation where we're going to have kelim that do not require azor. That's Taisus Mahalach. There are other Rishonim over here that are mitzayin on the side. Rabbi Kivegra is mitzayin a Balamor. There's a Balamor, there's a Ramban. Other Rishonim say that even though this halacha, that Cherber Eu Kachol, applies to all kelim, however, there's a special Gzeris HaKosov that kelim that come into contact with the mace, even though they're tummy for 7 days, they do not require hazor shlishi u'shvi. So the Gemara, that's why the Gemara's diuk was from the fact that kelim would not require hazor shlishi u'shvi, even though they will be tummy for 7 days. It's a chiddush of these Rishonim that we could split the halacha that a person who touches mace is tummy for 7 days, and yet he will not require the hazor of shlishi u'shvi. Now, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, comes out like this. We have a machloikas rishonim whether the halacha of cherev kecholol applies only by metal kelim or if it applies by all kelim. We have that's a machloikas din rabbeinu tam d'rimsin fight. We have a machloikas if things that become tamei from cherev kecholol, which according to the rimsin fight means all kelim, if they are metamei other people, ba'oihel, or if they're only mitame other people, if they come into contact with it. So the Rambam is Mekel and Taisus is Machmer. And we have our third machloikis rishonim if a kohen is muzer on cherev kechol. We have a machloikis rishonim if a kohen is muzer on cherev kechol, if a kohen has an iser to come into contact with cherev kechol. Now, if a kohen will be muzer, if a kohen will be muzer, then we have potential problems. We have a problem that if I'm going to be machmer like all the shittas, I'm going to be machmer by shakelim and I'm going to be machmer by oil. So then I have Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen's problem. How could a kohen be muzer? However, the halacha is that there are more paskins than Yerideish in Simon Shin Samuch Tes Sifalaf at the end that Bedera Klali says Ein Nizar Mizeh. The kohenim Bizlan Azeh are not nizar from this halacha of cherev kechol. There is also the sheet of the Ravid that Bizman is the Samazah, if Kain wants Kain and Ratongwe, they don't have to be so Nizar. So, based on that, there's definitely much a mokim to be makel that Kain do not have to be Machmir, and definitely not for Rabbeinu Chaim Kain's problem if they can't walk into anybody's house.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.